It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Hello, In Your Face Wrestling fans. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com. It's the interface, and what are we talking about? In Your Face Wrestling's anniversary show, Season 6 Endgame, happening Saturday, November 3rd in Ballston Spa, New York at the Ballston Area Community Center. Get your tickets right here at this website through the merchandise section. It is going to be a great night, the last night of IYFW action happening in 2012. There's been a lot of new developments happening, so let's start talking about it. First, let's discuss the sibling rivalry between the Wolf CJ Scott and the Savage Damon Ravage. Long history between these two men. It's been almost the entire 2012. These two guys have been at each other's throats. So much controversy, so much turmoil between these two men. Goes back to the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Several different instances happening throughout the summer in Whitehall events. And of course, it all came to a head back at Vengeful to the Core. Well, CJ Scott, the Wolf, has thrown down the gauntlet, you might say. He has put out the challenge to a simple three stages of hell match. And I gotta say, that interview there that CJ conducted looks like he's enjoying the spoils of his In Your Face Wrestling contract. Made it very clear. There would be three falls. The first fall, CJ would choose the stipulation. The second, Damon would choose it. And the third fall, if the match went the third fall, would be up to In Your Face Wrestling management to decide. CJ didn't choose a stipulation. He just wanted a regular wrestling match. Very, very different type of strategy, I might say, for the Wolf. But Damon Ravage reciprocated with an interview that he stated he wants a submission match for his fall. At least, I think that's what he said in his interview. A lot of that stuff I didn't understand. I think he's watched too much Doctor Who or read too many Douglas Adams novels, but what do I know? The fact is, Three Stages of Hell is happening on November 3rd at Season 6 Endgame. Regular match for the first fall, submission match for the second fall, and if it goes the third, we'll find out what IYFW management wants to do. A matter of fact, Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton tweeted that he wanted to choose a loser leave IYFW match, but was shot down by IYFW Board of Directors and upper management. But that match is definitely going to be taking place now on November 3rd. So let's now switch gears, and let's talk about another match happening on November 3rd, and that's the Right to Fight Contract Gauntlet match. Now, haven't really gotten any full confirmations yet of who's going to be in this match. They're keeping that under tight wraps at IYFW upper management. But there's a lot of talk about why this match is taking place. And it kind of alludes to something that Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton stated at the end of Vengeful to the Core. He said that many people in IYFW, many competitors, were getting sick and tired of seeing Drake Evans, Vigo, and Roman Dominguez constantly getting shots at the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Many other wrestlers want the opportunity, but they've not been able to because these other guys, according to Burton, seem to have this stranglehold, as he put it, this monopoly on all the top shots at the championship. And that caused IYFW management to kick it into high gear and present the Right to Fight contract. It was decided it would be a gauntlet match. Many wrestlers are trying to get involved in this matchup. From what I'm understanding, I haven't gotten any names, but management is looking to get about 6 or 7 people in this gauntlet match on November 3rd. It's going to be a big matchup. The winner gets the Right to Fight contract, which gives them the right to fight any champion they want at any time at any In Your Face Wrestling show, provided that champion has not already defended their title on a given evening. So we'll be looking forward to that matchup on November 3rd at Season 6 Endgame. Now, speaking of Max Burton, he also tweeted something that was quite interesting. He stated something along the lines that there's a mole for blood money in IYFW. Now, I immediately started to try to check my sources on this. According to what I found out, apparently, rumor is, speculation, whatever you want to call it, is that there are people, wrestlers, in Your Face Wrestling, that are already under contract with Scott Scarsdale and Blood Money, but are doing it incognito, not letting anybody know about it. This is a very, very different tactic for Scott Scarsdale. I guess you might say a smart one, because what better way to infiltrate from the inside? Now, who could be a mole for Blood Money? You know, Blood Money hasn't had the best record when choosing its members. We already know that Scott Scarsdale is the CEO of the organization, and the modern-day marquee Guillaume de Sade is a good member in standing with that organization. But who else could it be? Have we seen anybody in IYFW recently acting a little bit different, not being themselves? Is there any instigations going on? Are people stabbing each other in the back behind their own backs? I mean, what's going on with this? Speculation, rumors, whatever you want to call it, but it opens up a huge argument. Is this the way Scarsdale is going to be playing the game now? Is he going to be infiltrating from the inside, like I said? Is he going to be putting out these contracts to wrestlers under the radar, you know, behind enemy lines? What does it mean? And will they reveal themselves at Season 6 Endgame, or will we have to wait to 2013 to find out who these moles in Blood Money actually are? Well, you can speculate on that all you want. Email us here at iWifeWrestling.com to discuss more about that. Now let's talk about some other negotiations in IYFW concerning the Dark Pony JP Black. There's been a lot of talk about this. You saw the promo JP Black cut here at iWifeWrestling.com. He feels he's being disrespected, and I just don't understand this. There's so many wrestlers in IYFW, so many people that hold JP in such high regard. He is highly respected. He is the first in-your-face wrestling champion. No one can take that away, as he stated in that interview. So many people look up to this man. I cannot imagine why JP Black would feel like he's being disrespected. Who's disrespecting him? In what form? What fashion? I do know that the board of directors, immediately after that promo was aired, got JP and his agents and any other management he has in a meeting. They started talking about what's been going on, and I guess, from what I'm gathering, things have been settled, things have been taken care of, and JP Black will be a part of Season 6 Endgame. But according to what I was told, now listen to this one. According to what I was told, JP Black will be there, but he will not be wrestling at the event. Now, here's some speculation. Doesn't the main event have to have two referees? That's all I'm going to say about that. So there's a lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes and in your face wrestling. A lot of things that are just, there's so many questions that need to be asked, and the only way I think we're going to be able to find out is get your tickets here at iWifeWrestling.com, folks, to be a part of the last show of the year, Season 6 Endgame, In Your Face Wrestling's anniversary show. I mean, this year has just been incredible. We've seen so much great action. There's more shows in IYFW this year than ever before. More areas have seen IYFW, and more areas want IYFW. So we've got the sibling rivalry, Three Stages of Hell, the Wolf versus the Savage taking place. We've got the Right to Fight contract gauntlet match taking place. The winner gets that contract, and all championships on the line. Liam McFerrin defends the Newbury title against Loverboy Ricky Williams. Team RPG undefeated, 3-0 in IYFW. Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket take on the great tag team of Pure Dynamite, the current In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And of course, the main event, the final four-way. Pierre the Beast Vachon, the undisputed in-your-face wrestling champion, defends against the Pillar Roma Dominguez, the Force from the North Vigo, and the icon of in-your-face wrestling, Drake Evans. That match, no DQ, no count-out, no time limit, two referees, one fall, not elimination. And don't forget the very, very special stipulation a part of this match. Whoever wins is the in-your-face wrestling champion, but the other three men will never, ever get another shot at that title as long as the man who wins that match holds the title. Like I said, folks, only one way you're going to be able to find out. Get your tickets here at iWifeWrestling.com. Be a part of this event. You do not want to miss out on it. The Ballston Area Community Center is going to explode on November 3rd, and you cannot afford to miss it. Well, I think that's going to be it for me. Keep checking here at iWifeWrestling.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and be looking for other competitors here in IYFW to speak about Season 6 Endgame. For iWifeWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.